Good morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Eugene P. Williams, and as always, it is my honor and a delight to lead us in this time of prayer and devotion. As we continue our daily devotional reading of Sarah Young's Jesus Calling, today, October 25th, we're focused on I Am God With You. In part, this devotion says, "Let your mind reverberate with the meanings of my names, Jesus or Yeshua, the Lord saves, and Emmanuel, God with us. Strive to remain conscious of my presence even in your busiest moments. Talk with me about whatever delights you, whatever upsets you, whatever is on your mind." If you are anything like me, you talk to friends when you're trying to work out something that concerns you, when you're trying to figure out what your next step in life should be. And also, if you're anything like me, there are times when you have to kind of mull over some things in your mind. There are times when you don't know what to say to other people, but you find yourself talking to yourself. I talk to myself all the time. I was talking to a colleague the other day and I said, "Listen, man, I talk to myself and I answer myself because I know that the Spirit is with me and the Spirit gives me clarity on the thoughts that I'm trying to work out." In this thing we call life, you hear me from time to time reference this life as a journey. We're all walking this journey of life. We're all walking on our individual paths toward a connected destiny. We never walk alone because we walk this journey with each other as a community. We do this thing called life together, but there are times when you can't call on mom. There are times when you can't call on dad. There are times when you can't call on your friends. There are times when it's just you in the middle of the night and you cannot sleep and you're just wondering, what must I do? What is my next move? Where am I going? In those times, I find myself talking to myself. I realize that I'm not just talking to myself, but it's me having a conversation with God. It's me having a conversation with the very presence of God. Because the Lord has told us already that He is always with us. The names of the Lord, Jesus, or in Hebrew, it's Yeshua. It means that the Lord saves. In Matthew, Mary is told to name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Jesus may have left us in the earthly form, but he did not leave us alone. He left us with the precious Holy Spirit that is always with us. That precious Holy Spirit is the presence of God in our lives. And so when I say that we never walk alone, not only do we not walk alone because we are walking in community with one another, but we don't walk alone because the presence of God, the Spirit of God, dwells within us and is always surrounding us and protecting us from the things that would come against us and even protecting us from ourselves. I want to encourage you today to remember that God is with you. That's the simple message today. We sing a song from time to time. We even sang it last week. I'm chasing after you. No matter what I have to do, I need you more and more. I'm chasing after you. We sing this song and I love that song. But then I had to think about it. If I'm constantly chasing after God, I'm wondering within myself, is God trying to get away from me? But it's the exact opposite. God is the one that's chasing after us. We can get caught up in the busyness of life. We can get caught up in the things that would pull us away from the tangible presence of God, that would pull us away from us understanding and knowing that we're in the presence of God. There are things that will cause us distraction. But I read recently, if you don't separate yourself from your distractions will separate you from your goals. But worse, your distractions will separate you from the presence of God. It is God that is always chasing after us. And the beauty of that is that we can never outrun God. There is no place that we can go. If I make my bed in heaven, God is there. If I go down to the depths of Hades, if I go down to the depths of hell, God is there. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, no matter how far I run away from God, God is the one that is chasing after me. That presence of God is always with us. And so when I find myself mulling over the complexities of life, mulling over the decisions of life, mulling over those things that I know I need to do, mulling over those things that I know I need to get away from, as I wrestle with me, I find myself wrestling with God in my own wilderness. And I find myself realizing that God is chasing after me, and in my wrestling, God is holding on to me. And in that moment, I find the strength to say, I won't let go of God until I am blessed by God. That presence is God's blessing. That presence is God's blessing. So if we want to live a changed life, if we want to live a blessed life, live in the understanding and the knowledge that we live in the presence of God, that God is always with us. And even when we are getting away from God in our sin and in our distraction and in our busyness, God is always chasing after us. That's my encouragement for you today. Remember that God is always with you. The presence of God, Emmanuel, God is with us. Let's go to God in prayer. Gracious God, we are so thankful for your presence. We're so thankful that you are God and you have your mind set on us. We're so thankful that you have inclined your ear to us. And so, God, today we just ask that you would continue to remind us, give us tangible reminders that we are walking and living and loving and caring for people. We are constantly in your presence. So the way in which we live should be pleasing to you and honoring to the people that are around us. Help us to live out the gospel in our lives by the way that we treat and care for one another. Help us to honor you, O God. Give us the strength and the temerity and the understanding that the way we live and the way we treat others is how we love you, how we serve you. Thank you, Lord, for always being with us. There is someone right now under the sound of my voice that is dealing with one of the many storms that we're all facing. God, I pray that in this moment that they would hear your voice saying that you are with them even in the storm. Help us to stand steady. Even when the waves would come and beat against us, oh God, even when the winds would blow against us, even when everything is pushing us and that would cause us to fall and to stumble, God, please hold us up. Keep us in your hands. Uphold us with your spirit and your presence. God, we need you now more than ever, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. We need you to walk with us, to remind us that we're walking with you. In that, God, we will have confidence. In that, God, we will have courage. In that knowledge that you are always with us, we will walk with boldness. We will walk with authority. We will walk with love. And God, let our living be a testimony to your grace, to your mercy, to your love, to your forgiveness. Let our living be a testimony to your gospel. Let our living be a testimony to your presence in our lives. Lord, these are the prayers that we pray. I pray that you would incline your ears to the prayers that have been spoken, and that you would incline your ear to the hearts of everyone who is whispering a prayer. Lord, remind them that even if they whisper, you are there to hear. Lord, thank you. It's in the matchless and marvelous and mighty name of Jesus, the Christ, that we do pray. Amen. Listen. Thank you for joining us this morning for our time of devotion and prayer. I hope that you would come and see about us this weekend. Here at the Ray of Hope Christian Church, this weekend is going to be a magnificent weekend. There are some events that you do not want to miss. Starting on Friday, October 27th, you don't want to miss Hallelujah Under the Stars. It's going to be an amazing time with some amazing artists. It's going to be a wonderful concert that you do not want to miss. Hallelujah Under the Stars. Go ahead and get your tickets online, or you can get them at the door, but it's better to get them. You can get in early and make sure that you get a seat. And the very next day at 6 p.m. Saturday, October 28th, we're going to have Trunk or Treat. This is going to be the church's fun and safe alternative to having our children in the church and the children in the community going around the neighborhood knocking on strangers' doors. But we're going to have a great time with music and game and trunks lined up in the Christian Education Building parking lot for children to come and have a good time, get some candy, and go back knowing that the Ray of Hope Christian Church was the place where they had all this fun. If you want to sign up to be someone who decorates your trunk, even if you don't decorate your trunk, but you want to give out some candy and add to the fun, go to the website, www.rayofhope.org. Click on the events tab. Go to the Trunk or Treat graphic. You can register your car there, and we'll be sending you some information. And then Sunday morning, as always, we're going to be in the main sanctuary for worship, October 29th. We're going to be celebrating the Lord Jesus Christ above all things, but we're also going to be celebrating the birthday of our pastor, the Reverend Dr. Cynthia L. Hale. And we're going to have our guest preacher for the morning, the Reverend Dr. Gina Marcia Stewart from Christ Missionary Baptist Church in Memphis, Tennessee. Listen, this weekend at the Ray is not one that you want to miss. We're looking forward to seeing you. And you can always join us here again, 7:14 a.m. on Wednesday morning for our devotion and prayer. We hope to see you soon. In the meantime, God bless you. Go with God and stay with God.